This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Drone.
What are you looking for?
Just looking at the album.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, Remo, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go mad.
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, outside the box, inside the Big Apple, and inside Autism One. Ty Bollinger joining us from Chicago. I am in New York with Carol Ault. Man, we are all over the place, Ty.
We got the Windy City and the Big Apple covered, don't we?
Yeah, I know. The apples are blowing all over the place now.
How y'all doing?
Doing well, and it's like a reunion also with Carol. You remember when we came up and did her show? We were in a hotel room that like was we had to sleep standing up in. That was Fox News. It was great. It was so much fun.
That was a few years ago, and you're right. You're not exaggerating. The hotel room that Fox put us up in mm-hmm. was so small that one of us got the bed one night before. Like, I got the bed the first night because I got the interview the next morning, and then you got the bed the next night because of your interview the next day. So.
Oh, stop. It was not that bad.
It was small. Couldn't walk around the bed very well. But, hey, you know what?
Ty's a big guy.
No, but I have to tell you something. I remember being here, actually, the day of 9/11. I was staying at a hotel up on 57th and 8th, mm-hmm. and I couldn't stand in the room. And it was what they called a suite, a junior suite.
Right.
Couldn't stand in the room at the same time as my suitcase was open.
Wow.
And that was a junior suite.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm used to with New York. And it's funny, I was at a health food store doing a training yesterday, and in order to get to where they did the training, you had to walk through a whole floor where people were working. Do you remember the movie Being John Malkovich?
Yes.
With the floor where John...
Oh, yeah, when they tilted in the room started...
Yeah, but the floor was like, it was 5 foot tall, the ceiling. And so everybody working had to be short in that room, and it was not a joke. I was in a movie set. It was the weirdest thing. TMB, you would have to crawl through that room.
That's too funny. But no, it was, yeah, that was a good time in New York. And, so it's like the reunion now.
It's not the same without you here, of course, my friend, but it's a good thing that you're at Autism One.
Yeah, we miss you here as well. And I've got here alongside of me on each side Dr. Judy Mikovits and Jeffrey Jackson. So we're going to get both of them on this hour at one point. But Dr. Judy, you were lecturing today, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, RSB, is get Dr. Judy to kind of tell us a little bit about her lecture today and the topic. We're sharing a cell phone here on speaker, so I'm going to give it over to her, and you can ask her some questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome, Judy Mikovits, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We met last year, Autism One, and now you're doing another live presentation. So how'd it go today?
Well, today was a great day. We talked a lot in a session about like the major toxins and insults on our immune system. So Stephanie Seneff led off with all the work about glyphosate, and she was just fabulous. So at the protein level, how is glyphosate corrupting our proteins, leading to all of the diseases that we see in cancer? Zen Honeycutt came in the middle with Moms Across America, and she talked about her experience and actually changing the paradigm of how we feed our kids and refusing genetically modified organisms in our food, refusing glyphosate containing Roundup, how to look for it, how to give your kids healthy food and get them through these various behavioral events that look like autism. And then I talked about immune-related adverse events. That means what happens when we inappropriately vaccinate anyone at a vulnerable age, and that's any child before 3 years old, in puberty, our parents, old people. As they age, their immune systems change. And simply knowing what we know about new discoveries in the immune system and the immune response to pathogens, how that changes everything about today's current, what we call vaccine strategies, because in fact, none of the vaccines can have even the remote possibility of producing immunity against the various things we're injecting against.
Sure, and they have the very real reality of damaging the very immune system that they're supposedly seeking to shore up. There's no enhanced immunity from injecting toxic poisons into the body.
Absolutely. Total dysregulation from day one, and that's why we call it an acquired immune deficiency. So encephalopathy, encephalomyelitis, this is what happens to our children's, our families' brains, leading and progressing various chronic diseases.
All right. Well, we're getting a peek into what's going on at Autism One now. Judy Mikovits is our special guest. Thanks to Ty Bollinger going outside the box from Chicago while I'm in New York City. We'll hear from Jeffrey Jackson in a while with more updates as well. I remember last year meeting with you and sitting with you, and you have this book. And by the way, we have it linked up in the show notes as well, plaguethebook.com. Plague is spelled P-L-A-G-U-E, plaguethebook.com. And it's about plague. It says, one scientist's intrepid search for the truth about human retroviruses and chronic fatigue syndrome, autism, and other diseases. And I don't know if I ever got to ask you this last year because, you know, my concern about the biggest, let's say, the retrovirus with the biggest PR, right, which is called HIV, yet the acknowledgement of the tests themselves being cross-reactive, non-specific, having no standard, and I know it's not just HIV, you know, whether it, but the whole idea that a whole multi-billion dollar disease industry is built on a test that has no standard.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the unfortunate discovery that we found in 2009 when in fact we found that everything we use in biologics development and drug development today involves mouse material. Involves mouse cell lines. We make our viruses in mouse cell lines. We make them in all kinds of, we make our vaccines, sorry, not our viruses. We make our vaccines in mouse-derived cell lines. We cripple the mouse immune system and allow them to express their retroviruses, and their retroviruses, in fact, have infected people for probably more than a decade, and the spread of mouse-related viruses, retroviruses, into the human population is almost certainly because of the vaccines since 2000 and 1994 and below. We've known since 1994 there's reverse transcriptase, retroviral activity, retroviral enzyme activity in the MMR vaccine, and we pass it off as doing nothing to humans, but in fact what we found is it does do something to humans, and it's a major contributor to all this disease.
Yeah, if we just went back to the simple question, what's in a vaccine? We wouldn't have to go much further than that. At that point, it would be like, are you kidding me? We're putting that, we're injecting, are you kidding me? And people often, you know, dance around other issues, and you know, there are so many issues surrounding vaccines. But if you just ask that question, what's in a vaccine, that should end the discussion right there.
Yeah, you know, Robert, I'm going to jump in here because that sure. is exactly the point. A couple of weeks ago, if you remember, we covered the story of a mother that had allegedly that was acting like she was going to give her children the same ingredients that are in her common vaccines.
Yeah.
And she posted on Facebook, if you remember.
Yep.
And she was lambasted, and there were even mothers that were saying they were going to call the CPS and the police on her for giving these things to her children under the guise of supplements. But that's the same ingredients that we're injecting, right?
Right, yes.
What is the vaccine? That's the question.
Well, I'm glad it's finally being asked, and you've been exploring it and revealing it, Judy, as well. And that's a big part of Autism One. It's not the only thing, as you said, with Dr. Stephanie Senna from MIT talking about the glyphosate from Monsanto. What was it, Link, and maybe Jeffrey will chime in on this. Was it a glycine deception, so to speak? The body treats it like glycine and the glyphosate because there's a similar component?
Yeah, the glycine is the natural amino acid, and the glyphosate replaces that as an artificial amino acid.
Wow.
So any pathway that is a disease-causing pathway that includes glycine is corrupted. And when the proteins, which are the building blocks, when they rebuild faulty, and then the pathway the disease pathway takes hold in the body. So Stephanie Seneff was able to go through about 10 disease pathways in about a half hour, major disease pathways that were corrupted by the glyphosate replacing that amino acid.
Hold on, let me get Carol in on this. Go ahead, Carol.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was off. I was just thinking that the other day on the news, they had a doctor come on and say, oh, we're seeing that, you know, Monsanto and all the genetically modified foods are so good for you that nothing happens when you eat them. And then you hear things like this and you just have to shake your head, that we are just so corrupt in our system that we're allowing this to happen.
Well, and it's amazing because Stephanie Sim, MIT, you know, one of the research egghead institutions on planet Earth,
right,
PhD.
A brilliant doctor who's being ignored while these crazy doctors who are just trying to get their faces on television.
Well, and getting paid well by Monsanto.
On top, well, that's the thing. And all of their different testings and their reporting and blah, blah, blah. You always have to see who was the one who sponsored that test.
Exactly.
Who sponsored it? That's the one thing we never ask. You know, people say to me, oh, they say that Monsanto is so good and that GMO is so good for them. Like, and who sponsored the testing of that?
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me like I'm nuts.
Yeah. Dr. Judy Mikovits, how did you come about the research that you did? And we talk about how do you get funded to explore something that probably is devastating to the vaccine paradigm, not so happy, and they would say, well, let's pull that funding. Did you have to rely on any pharmaceutical funds?
No, actually, I started in 1980 with Dr. Frank Rossetti, who was the father of human retroviruses, actually isolated, discovered HTLV, the human T-cell leukemia lymphoma virus, and that was the predecessor to isolating HIV. So from my earliest days, from 23 years old, I worked with Frank as we looked at what these retroviruses do to your immune system.
Okay. Well, stand by. We've got lots more broadcast healing to do from two of the big cities in the United States. Chicago is hosting Autism One. We got Ty Bollinger. We go outside the box every week at this time, along with today, Judy Mikovits and Jeffrey Jackson reporting live. We're appreciating all of his great work, too. I am here at Carol Ault's office studio and broadcasting from New York City. We've got lots more healing to go. Links are up in the show notes. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Outside the Box with TMB and RSB Special Edition, Chicago, New York, Autism One, Carol Alt. And of course, the takeaway message today, get as many vaccines as you can as quick as possible.
Wait.
No, am I wrong about that, TMB? Did I miss something?
Let's make sure that somebody just joined us, that he's being sarcastic.
Oh, please. Listen, I know this conversation is a little over my head, but even I know we're not supposed to get those dang vaccines.
Yeah. Well, this is the big thing. That paradigm is crumbling slowly and surely, and it's just
too slowly.
Too slowly, we'd say, but it is changing. The word is getting out thanks to the work of people like Judy Mikovits and Stephanie Seneff, and of course Andy Wakefield and the crew from Vaxxed, from Cover Up to Catastrophe, and there's a lot. Jeffrey Jackson's doing great work, and we've got more and more people writing and reporting on this. And TMB, you know, all that work you did with the truth about cancer, next the truth about detoxification, the truth about vaccines. They can't put the truth back in the bottle.
No, they can't. We've got critical mass now, and we're moving the goal line. We're getting closer to the goal line, actually, is what I'm trying to say. We're getting there. We are beating them. And the reality is that those that are trying to keep the truth suppressed are, they know that they're losing, and so they're getting a little desperate at times. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's a lot more of us than there are of them, and so we're just going to keep telling the truth to everybody that we know, and eventually we're going to win this thing. And vaccines are a big piece of the puzzle as to why we're so sick. They're a big piece of the cancer puzzle, but they're a big piece of the puzzle with other diseases as well. And so I think that's why I'm so excited to get, as soon as we get off here, I'm doing an interview with Dr. Mikovits for The Truth About Vaccines, which will be released next year. And one of the things that she said over the break is that Carol had asked, is this bad in the flu vaccine? Is the flu vaccine
super bad? Yeah, is this in the flu vaccines as well?
Right.
The mouse genome.
Dr. Judy, would you kind of share with the listeners what you shared over the break about why the flu vaccine is so bad?
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's an attenuated vaccine, and it's grown in all of these cell lines with glyphosate and interjecting all these retroviruses, and you're getting the combinations of things. So the flu vaccine is crippling the very part of your immune system that has to respond to these vaccines, and it can't because it's allergic. It literally means it can't respond. So the flu vaccine's the worst because it's given to the populations who are most susceptible, the older people, the middle-aged people, the people with other infections, with diseases like type 2 diabetes. Those are the exact people who have inflammatory conditions and autoimmune conditions going on, and the last thing they need to do is stimulate the immune system inappropriately in another direction. It takes the immune system in another direction, and it can't possibly respond. Last year or a few years ago when the CDC came out and said, well, don't worry about it. We missed our target. We missed the strain this year, but get it anyway. Yeah, it'll help you. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, we're just under the table. Just, you know, your own natural immune response will respond to the antigen it sees every day. You don't need these injections.
Well, but you also said that, and I couldn't believe it, that these are leading to things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and all of these horrible things that are happening to our older population, many of them possibly being caused by these genomes and these vaccines.
Yes, that combined with the glyphosates, that's what you've got. You've got a disease engine where we're accelerating a disease process, knowing full well an immune system cannot possibly respond to what you're injecting into them, and it just makes it more incompetent and drives the process where things like Borrelia, the chronic Lyme explosion in our world, that's because something we would normally be able to silence, we can no longer silence because our immune system is crippled by this onslaught of vaccines.
What about the HPV?
Yeah, right, the Gardasil and Cervarix. What about that?
Oh, my God, I just finished writing the talk I have to give on Friday, and it is among the worst things. It's horrific. First of all, cervical cancer and genital warts are not a public health policy concern. They might well be a public wealth policy concern.
The public wealth,
yeah.
Last time I looked, cervical cancer is not a communicable disease, just like tetanus. Should a patient's family who has a history of cervical cancer try this and benefit from it? Exactly. But to mandate to millions of people around the world is tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is the disease-making machinery.
Wait, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been
is really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, want to acknowledge a new mascot on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sammy the Raw Organic Cat of Carol's. And this Sammy is an amazing little cat. Thinks it's a human. It was just climbing under my chair as I was on the air. I didn't know what was happening. But very affectionate, very smart cat.
Yep, he's a raw foodie.
Yeah, he's running out over there. We've got Chicago represented Autism One, of course, TMB, Ty Bollinger hosting with me every week when we go outside the box. We've heard from Dr. Judy Mikovits and her book. We have have it linked up in the show notes, by the way, online as well, plaguethebook.com. And you can go there and learn more about it and hopefully get it, read up on it. And we also have Jeffrey Jackson, real independent journalism, doing such great work also at Autism One. I wanted to get a sense of what's going on. I miss being there. Please send my love and hugs to all of our friends that I've been at there the last 3 or 4 years in a row at least now. And just sorry I'm not there, but I'm glad, Jeffrey, you're there covering it, and also Ty.
Yeah, well, you've inspired independent journalism because you've been doing it for 6 days a week for years and years and years. And, you know, Carol, Ty, Judy, and yourself and myself, we are all independent journalists in a certain cloth. And so are the parents out here that are using social media to get their story out and simply just taking pictures and taking videos of themselves with their children. So you see a lot of people walking around live streaming and a lot of people walking around taking pictures for their Facebook, for their followers, for their community. So what we're having is a decentralization of journalism. And we don't have to rely, like Carol, you mentioned that study, the National Academy of Sciences. And that came with the glyphosate study and the GMO study. That came out 2 days before the March Against Monsanto. So it was highly susceptible to funding from the, just to shut down that March Against Monsanto, because last year it was the biggest march in the world, and this year it was again. So we can't rely on the mainstream media. I mean, we all know that, and that's why we're talking to you. But we're seeing a decentralization of it. VAX is right at the tip of that decentralization. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing also... Robert, you've been doing this, but that we're seeing the stories stay in the news cycle, and that's what VAX is. That's the engine behind VAX is,
yes,
instead of having a big story blowout, it could have been over with De Niro, but social media and independent journalists kept it in the news cycle, and they had some smart marketing. They're keeping the news cycle, and it's not going to go away, because at every place it premieres, you have the entire community sharing it on social media, being independent journalists and telling their neighbors and creating hype where it goes.
Yeah, and speaking of that, different cities coming around. We're going to be at the Orlando event June 3rd, I believe, and there's an event in Sarasota, so it's expanding everywhere. And like you said, this is now the decentralization of journalism, which is the way it was always intended to be, I believe. The First Amendment was about everybody was the covering these things, and it wasn't a conglomeration of corporate, as we now have interests, that were promoting an agenda that was very dangerous and deadly, in fact. And that's what we're uncovering, and as I said, it's so exciting to see it happen in real time, Jeffrey.
Yeah, well, also the good news too is because there's so many people starting to live stream, we get these classic footage of Richard Pan, Senator Richard Pan, running away from cameras, and we get these real time, I don't know, I guess we can see the personality once the PR is lifted and once the veil is lifted. We can see who these people really are, where Ty and Judy and yourself and Carol, we're sitting here having conversations like grown adults and furthering a discussion that needs to be furthered, where you get a senator that runs away. And if you watch the whole video, he actually ran to the sheriff's office. Couldn't go follow him because...
Incredible. Well, you know, the reason we're having an adult discussion is because of you guys. If it was me and TMB, we'd just be goofing off.
If it was just you and I, we'd be trying to get into another Atlanta Braves baseball game with somebody else's tickets.
Well, that's a great story. Ever to this day, I tell it. It's so much fun. We had our "these are not the droids you're looking for" moment. Man, great work. In terms of the attendance, do you have a sense, Jeffrey, of growing attendance here? Probably there's excitement because they're going to show Baxter, I think, on Saturday evening.
Yeah, there's definitely a buzz. There's no question about it. People are. What you're seeing, what I'm seeing, is this is a community which I am new to. I will admit that I am new to the health freedom, to vaccine awareness, to autism. I'm a newcomer, but what I'm seeing is a community that finally has a mainstream voice, finally has a dog in the fight. Where before arguably the dog was made fun of. The dog was told it didn't exist, and it was abused. So you're seeing a lion come alive, and it's beautiful to be on the ground and see that.
Excellent. TMB, listen, a lot of work, a lot of hard work behind the scenes. We've talked about it on the show together. Again, another community. You haven't been to Autism One before. Your impressions as well. I know you're probably so busy videoing and getting ready for the next round of the truth about, you know, that you might not be seeing a lot, but I guess you got a sense of it.
Yeah, you know, I have not been here before, but I got here a little bit late today because my plane was also delayed. And went down there to the exhibit hall and just saw a lot of people down there that have a lot. It seems like a lot of excitement going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of really friendly people. I was stopped by numerous people that recognized me from the documentary and was able to talk to a lot of people down there. And Terry has been fantastic.
Great.
She has been just amazing to coordinate these interviews for me while I'm up here. The camera guys are about to get here any minute now. Their plane was also delayed from San Diego, but because of the bad weather up here in Chicago. But Terry has just been fantastic. She's got us our own conference room up here that we'll be using for the next 4 days, and has just been fantastic. And not only got us a conference room, but she actually scheduled the interviews with me with people that I'm interviewing that I was not able to get in touch with. So fantastic hospitality up here thus far.
Well, shout out then to Terry Aranga and Ed for putting it on. They've been doing this hard work all these years, and I'm so glad you're there to help carry the message and the stories forward out into the world even more, as we're all doing. So I know we had a lot of thought forms on where we were going to go tonight, but I'm really open to this discussion because for those that couldn't make it to Autism One, including myself because I'm here in New York this week, it's great to have a peek in. And Jeffrey, I might have to talk to you more maybe tomorrow or the next day so we can get some more updates.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime. I'll be around. Just send me a 5-minute heads up.
You got it. That's five-minute lead time, and he's ready to appear. How flexible is Jeffrey Jackson? Actually, are you doing yoga or what?
No, not yet. Not yet. Just sprints up and down the hall trying to catch people.
Yeah, and then, you know, I have to just toot Jeffrey's horn a little bit here. Mm-hmm. He won't do it, but he was in the running to be, what's Henry's last name? Henry Cavill, the Superman, right? The
guy that he's a good-looking guy. We've made fun of him that way.
I'm not being sarcastic, though. He literally was in the running
genetic
to be
mutant.
A double for Henry.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
cool.
I don't know if he did that, but I know he was in the movie, though. You were in Superman, right?
Yeah. I have a credit for being a security guard in the movie because I wasn't big enough to be Henry Cavill's stand-in because he's about twice my size.
Oh, well, that's great. And he's British, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, what is it with all those
Brits?
Yeah,
he was in the Tudors.
Oh, he's in the Tudors?
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, he was in the Tudors.
That show as well. So how interesting is that? But I'm for one, I'm glad you're not the Superman in the movies because you're doing some Superman work out there in journalism and helping others and inspiring others now.
A different
carrying
kind of
on.
Superman.
That's right.
Thanks so much. Well, you guys inspired me while I was deciding if I wanted to come out of the shadows and start doing this, and you guys gave me the courage to do it, so thank you all.
Oh, man, that's exciting.
Well, that's an interesting word, the courage to do it, mm-hmm. because really it takes a lot of courage to stand up to the norm and stand up to the CDC and stand up to all of these big companies that are pouring so much money into making us sick.
Right.
And it really takes a lot of courage to get out there and talk about it and put your face on the front line.
Mm-hmm. Well, that inspiration is going around, and I think that's, you know, perhaps some of the things that they're trying to do to frighten you. I just, you know, I've never been about the fear, even though there's things that you could say are genuinely
For
frightening
sure.
and scary.
Yeah.
But to focus on the vitamin L that
and
we love to focus on.
And companies and people who are genuinely frightening and scary.
Sure, yeah, plenty of them. And now we've got them on the run, as Dr. Richard Pan, that senator from California, won't stand and defend his position on SB 277 mandating vaccines without exemption, except for if you find a doctor that's willing to write one.
Exactly, and so we touched on before the break, and I want to come back to the HHS, the Human Health and Services response to the significant increase in neuroimmune diseases that have been coming about as a result of this these mandated universal Gardasil human papillomavirus vaccination. So I talked Friday about this paper by Manuel Martinez-Levin, and his hypothesis is that the human papilloma vaccination is causing a small fiber neuropathy and dysautonomia, which could be the underlying pathogenesis. And the response in a quote from that paper that I'll talk about said, the opinion of the health authorities that classify the purported side effects as coincidental and not specific for a definite diagnosis. Some investigators have classified these post-vaccination responses as mass psychogenic illness. In fact, you're crazy. There's nothing wrong with you. You were a perfectly high-achieving high school and college athlete and scholar. You got injected three times with this Gardasil, and you're on the couch unable to function and go back to college and collect your scholarship that you earned, and somehow you're crazy.
Oh, worse, you're dead.
Yeah.
It's no different. It's no different than what we've seen for decades with myalgic encephalomyelitis, which is muscle and brain and inflammation from insults from the environment, and they marginalize these patients as chronic fatigue syndrome. You bunch of whiny women, you're just tired, go home, I'm tired too. It's horrific that the very diseases that we isolated and identified retroviruses put in by these vaccines, a contaminant of these vaccines, most likely introduced to 20 million Americans in these vaccines, have all been just washed away by a government that says, you're crazy. Well, I'm not crazy, and I won't stop talking.
No,
and,
no.
And we got the data to back us up, because in spite of their efforts,
all right, we're up on a break. Judy Mikovits is here. We're going to wrap up Outside the Box. Jeffrey Jackson adding to the mix from Autism One, along with TMB as we go Outside the Box. Also here from New York City, NYC, as they call it, with Carol Alt and her wonderful studio, I'm calling it right now. It is the broadcast studio for the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Back with more Powerful Healing after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, the show's so good that even Sammy the Cat's been having a great time tonight here at Carol Alt Studio in New York City.
He's been entertaining us for the last hour.
Just a funny cat. Loving this cat. Also, I want to thank Judy Mikovits for being on board today, and Jeffrey Jackson as well, and of course, TMB and Super D. We've got a lot of upcoming events that are listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including a fascinating conference, the International Association for Near-Death Studies in Orlando in July. I'll be speaking there. And a whole lot right now at Autism One that's going on, and we're just scratching the surface. We'll try to get Jeffrey back on this week to hear more of what's happening on the ground there. And TMB, man, chock full of stuff, man. This show, I'm gonna have to go re-listen.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna do the same. When you have people like Jeffrey and Judy on with me, it makes it easy on this end. I just let them talk.
Well, I've learned a lot for sure.
Yeah, this is great. Absolutely wonderful. Now, next phase. For us, it's going to be a late dinner over here in New York. But for you guys, what are you starting your broadcast week right now with all the recordings you're going to have to do, video there at the event?
Yeah, I'm just starting. After we get off here, I'm going to interview Dr. Mikovits, and then she'll be the first of about 15 or 16 interviews that I get over the next 4 days here at Autism One, okay. Which, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Terry's been so awesome. She arranged them all, so, and she got us a conference room up here, so we're ready to rock and roll and get a bunch of interviews that we will be using next year in our Truth About Vaccines documentary.
Super. I also want to remind you folks that love to listen to the show, we hope you love it. We love doing it. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Special when we get together with TMB, of course, our friends at Carnivora, and, of course, Better Way Health with our Beta 1 3D Glucan and more. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So, all right, Judy's going to be interviewed next. I'm glad we got to kind of warm you guys up to get ready for this. There's going to be some great things coming out.
Yeah, there is, and then I'm going to get JJ here in another next couple of days. We're going to both be here through Sunday, so we're not going to have any kind of a firm schedule. We're just going to wing it when we have an opening. So
okay. Okay,
I'm going to get interviews with both of them over the next few days.
Beautiful, excellent. So anyway, we're open for you know, whatever. There are other conferences that will occur from time to time that, you know, we'll obviously let y'all know about, and I may have to come back up to New York for. Actually, I'm planning in June. There's another memorial service for Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and so we may have another event up here. We'll see what comes together. But always check in at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, Unlock the Power to Heal. TMB RSB wrote that book, and we actually debuted it on Carol Off Show on Fox. Absolutely. The world knew about it. We rushed it for you, and you were so wonderful to bring it out, which is exciting. Now it's got the revised and expanded edition since then.
Goodness, time flies. Congratulations, Ty.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I'd forgotten that we did debut it there on Carol's show, and so now we're a couple of editions. We're not. It's actually still called first edition, but we're a couple of updates later, and we finally put updated edition on the book, so people that are on Amazon actually know it's an updated edition. That was my bad.
Well, now they know.
Yes, now they definitely know. Exactly. So anyway, all right. So what's next, Jeffrey? What are you going to cover next at Autism One?
Well, I'm sitting in on some people. I'm sitting in on Judy. Book for an article tomorrow or the next day. And I've been speaking to a lot of families worldwide using Google Translate weekly about the HPV vaccine. And it's the same story going on everywhere, in Italy, in Denmark, in Japan. It could go on and on and on. And it's psychosomatic. The government won't.
All the ailments, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to cover that. I'm going to cover that with the people here, if I can finally meet them here and have them all in one room.
Fantastic. And I want to remind folks, the whole basis for HPV causing cervical cancer is based on polymerase chain reaction, or PCR tests. That takes a fragment of unknown genetic material and amplifies it not hundreds of times, not thousands of times, but hundreds of millions to billions of times. And then they take that as an identification to say, yeah, there was a time that we likely had some evidence of HPV. But if you had to take that extraordinary measurement to find any trace that it was once there and claim that that is the cause, I mean, Koch's postulates are out the window if you could even go there. But, I mean, it's just an absurd statement to say HPV is the cause, a primary cause of cervical cancer.
Absolutely. There's absolutely no question about that. Having spent my life there, I know that that's not, it's associated, it's not positive.
Nice finale there,
nice
Judy
ending.
Mikovits. Thank you. Thank you to Carol Ault. TMB, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, RC. Thank you, Carol. Great show.
Jeffrey as well. Thanks, Super Don. Daniel on the board. Check it out. You'll hear it in archives on Talk Network and iTunes and Stitcher and, of course, GCN and SoundCloud. Because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.